Now, you're very welcome to this roundtable discussion in Café Grange in Sallins. And joining me today is Fianna Fáil TD James Lawless, Fianna Fáil Councillor Carmel Kelly, Mike Dolly from the Sallins Community Council, Laura Marr and Alison Cummins, as well as Sharon Nolan from the Sallins Business Association, Tony Gavin and Dohi Defuicha from the Sultan Salon Group, and Fran Walsh from the Sunshine Club, and of course, long-term resident here in Sallins as well. You're all very welcome to it. We might just start off with a general discussion open to the floor about where Sallins is at the moment. I think it's safe to say certainly one of the fastest growing, if not the fastest growing, town or village in the county. Can we, James Lawless, maybe go to you first? Can we even say Sallins is a village anymore?
So I always talk about it as a village because I was always known it to be a village, and I think people like it to retain that village feel. But technically, under the statistics, it is classified as a small town. I think we're hitting 6,000 population. When I came to live here, we were probably about 2,500. And I know some of the people around the table might remember when it was 600 people. So we've grown massively over the last 20 years. We stabilised, I suppose, for two reasons in terms of population. The Elizabethtown Wastewater Treatment Plant put the brakes on development just before the crash. And obviously the crash meant that housing growth slowed as well. But there's been a lot of changes in that time. I think a lot of them have been positive. When I came here first, you could only get the train a couple of times a day. You couldn't get the train at all on a Sunday. There was no greenway. There was a dirty old track beside the canal. If you wanted to venture down to it, there was certainly no bypass. There's a huge amount of infrastructure being pumped into the village in the last 20 years. And I'm not going to make a party political broadcast because I know it's not the day even for that. But there's been big changes, a lot of new people. And one of the things that I really celebrate about Sallins is the community that we have here, the diverse and wonderful community right across the different social groups, the different fabric of the community, young and old, new and old, and people have really mucked in and put on the green and white jersey. And I think that's something to really celebrate here around the village.
You know, there is a good mix of people who have been here for a number of years and people who have just come into the community and integrated very well into the community. Fran Walsh, we'll come to you because, as I say, you're a long-term resident here in Sallins. You've seen changes. You will remember Sallins, you know, with 500, 600 people here. Do you feel as though the change in this village has been positive?
Yeah. Overall, I would say, yeah. I was born on St. Bridget's Terrace over 60 years ago, nearly 66 years ago. So I was here at a time when if a stranger walked down the street, we all had to find out who that stranger was. Or if a stranger came into the pub, who's that? And we would find out and we knew who it was. So I suppose initially when the building and all started and all the new houses came in and my parents were alive and it changed in that people wouldn't say hello to us. And that's what the older people found very difficult, that people wouldn't actually say hello. But that has changed over the years. And I say hello to everybody that I meet. I find it positive. I don't own Sallins, is my opinion. I was born here. I was very lucky to be here when there was 500, 600 people here. I don't mind that there's 6,000. I don't mind if there's space for 10,000 or more here. There's a lot of facilities lacking. One very positive thing I will say, and I heard someone complaining the other day or I saw it on social media, is that the bypass, that didn't work. I live down at the main road. My house is down on the main road. The bypass is amazing. That's the best thing that has happened here. Okay, there's a certain amount of trucks still trying to creep through. Yeah. But overall, I can get out at the end of my estate now. I couldn't do that for years. So that's positive, okay. Right?
I want to pick up, Fran, on you saying that some infrastructure is lacking. And if we bring in maybe Mike Dolly from the Sallins Community Council. And Mike, just in relation to that, you might bring that microphone a bit closer to you, Mike. The infrastructure that is lacking in Sallins, what do you feel as though Fran might be referring to there?
As James has said as well, I mean, if you go, as recently as the 80s, 500 people, and now we're 6,000 plus, and there has been quite a lot of development, but the amenities haven't come along with that. Now, we are lucky that we have a natural amenity in the Grand Canal, and that's progressing nicely with the completion from Hazel Hatch into Sallins and the recent Part A consultation to bring it over the main street here. One of the big amenities that is lacking is a community park, which we have been advocating for quite a long time now. And actually, if you go back to the 2016 Salins local area plan, on the back of over 2,000 submissions by the community of Salins and pressure that was put on at the time by local groups lobbying the Department of Housing at the time, we were successful in getting funding for KCC to purchase 42 acres of land for a park that we envisioned to be for all people. Yeah. Now, that's right on along the Grand Canal there, just as you're walking towards the Digby Bridge. And unfortunately, it's been left undeveloped since 2016.
Carmel Kelly, why is it being left undeveloped? Those lands are there. There's a couple of goalposts on it, but I wouldn't call it a community lands per se. What is the current state of play there?
We have the design for the lands all ready to go. It's funding. Bottom line, it's funding. Now, capital funding has been set aside by Kildare County Council, and look, at, I'll be the first to say 7 years is way too long. You know, there are over 6,000 people in the village, and it's way too long. Capital funding has been set aside, and I have been told that there will be a spade in the ground before the end of the year, possibly for only phase one, which will be to open up pitches, level pitches, wetlands, a walkway around it. It's too slow, but it is funding. It is all about funding.
Mike, you're nodding your head in agreement there with some things, but frustration maybe as well setting in?
I agree with Carmel. I mean, it's unfortunate. I mean, we had a meeting with Kildare County Council as recent as September 2023 there, where they indicated to us that their proposal was to break up the development of the park into two separate phases, as Carmel said. Phase one being sporting fields, and phase two being everything else that was promised, which was, you know, allotments for older people. We have an aging population. We have skateboards, playgrounds. There's a lot of people that don't play team field sports. So we feel that that should be all progressed, and the time to progress it is now, as one park for all people, for all interests, and for all benefits. And we will be calling, granted, KCC have earmarked 1.5 million in the capital programme for 24-26, but it does leave quite a shortfall in funding to see the whole thing to fruition. There will be soon an opening and a calling from the central government for large-scale sports infrastructure funding, and we'll be calling upon KCC to make an application to cover that shortfall for all phases of the funding.
Okay, let's bring in a TD then in central government and James Lawless. One thing that certainly can't be understated is that there is a need for that park. It's not as if there's a lack of clubs here or a lack of people that would use the park. So these delays are incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, so I think it's important. Obviously, I fully support the park, and I've been working on it ever since the government bought the land back in 2016. I was recently elected TD at the time and worked with the minister to make that happen, along with many of the groups around the table here. And then I hosted the delegation from the park, including many people around the table, in to meet the Minister for Sport in Leinster House a few weeks ago. So fully supportive of it. But I also think it's important to take stock. It's not as if every other village has a public park and we don't. I mean, if I just take a look around the map, if I look at Strafford, no public park.
Kill, yeah, but it
no
doesn't have the population
Clane,
that Salins
no public
has.
Park. Prosperous, no public park.
It doesn't have the population.
Well, okay, let's take Maynooth, no public park. Let's take Selbridge. Well, they don't have a public park at the moment because it's in private hands.
But it's something I'm sure you're advocating for as a Kildare and OCD.
I'd love to see it happen, but sometimes I think we can lose sight of what we have got. You know, and I think let's actually treasure the wins as well. So what we do have is we have the Greenway, we have the bypass, we have really good sports clubs here in the village. And we have 33 acres. And sorry, we're also going to have a public park in Kurdistan opening this year, I believe, which is a stone's throw away from us. So I fully support and I want to see Salins amenity lands fully developed. I know the GA and the soccer are training on them at the moment. They managed to get training access a couple of years ago. And let's get that the rest of the way. You know, it's a better 10 or 15 million project, I'm told, depending what phases you do it in. But I wouldn't want the word to go out that every other large village has a public park except us. it's actually relatively unique to have a 33-acre site ready to go in the village. I'm not sure any other village in the county, never mind the country, actually has that. So let's not lose sight of what we do have at the same time.
Okay, I want to bring in some of the other members of Salins Community Council as well, and also Sultan of Salon, Tony Gavin. I'll bring you in on this particular discussion. And even just to move it away from the public park per se, but infrastructure here in Salins, amenities, places for young people to go, young people to congregate, even the older people to go. Do you feel as though there are adequate facilities here in the village?
Yeah, I mean, as a blow-in who's only been here for 25 years, you know, I know there's an incredible lack of infrastructure in the town and village. We formed the community council, I suppose, in 2002 to try and address some of these things. And one of the things, the first thing we did was get the bypass rerouted around the town. It was going right through the middle of the village, splitting estates in half. The next thing we worked on was a playground, and as James knows, it took us 18 years to land a playground. So my kids had all grown up by the time that had happened. You know, we've approached the community lands, but like the community lands is no good without some kind of structure on it. And we're desperate for a community centre, and we kind of proposed the community lands and an overall kind of sports facility, community centre, but a hall large enough for basketball, for drama, for meeting rooms for youth, for the elderly people, and for, you know, even Dohi was trying to introduce a leanera in as well, like into the whole thing. Like, so we think that if you're going to use the community lands to its full extent, you need a proper building on it, which functions as a community centre and facilitates all the kind of various groups in the area.
Fran Walsh, there is a community centre here in Salins, and I know you meet there with the Sunshine Club, but I'm sure you went to primary school in that community centre as well, so it's been there for quite some time. Is there a need for a new community centre?
When we went to reform, it was the Senior Citizens Club here in Salins, and it closed during COVID, and we went to reform it back December 12 months, and we were looking for a venue. Yeah, I did go to school over there, actually, and so we went in there, and I'm going to call it, before we actually went in there and started getting some grants from the County Council, it was semi-derelict, I'm going to call it. It was just left lying idle. Now, since we moved in there as part of the Sunshine Club, we've got a grant, we've done up a kitchen, and it's starting to look like some place that you could have meetings, but... So we meet there every second Wednesday, but it's cold, no matter how long we have the heating on, and we're bringing down... Before COVID, there was 12 people, approximately 12 senior citizens attending. The last meeting we had 35. And that's, we've 35 to 40 elderly people going over there. And it's fairly pathetic to see the facilities that we have. So we only meet every second week, and we only meet for 2 hours, and that's all there is in this village of 6,000 people with an ageing population as well, is 2 hours per week that they come down to meet. Like, that's sad. There's just another one as well that I think that are neglected big time, is teenagers, and I think it's really sad to look at them, because I'm up and down the village all the time, and my own like are now hitting 30, and that there was nothing for them. Okay, they were involved in sports, so there's the GA club there, but for kids who aren't involved in sport, teenagers, there's absolutely nothing for them. There's nowhere for them to go. They get off that school bus, there's nowhere they can go into to go in, maybe play a game of pool or something, or congregate with their friends. They hang out in the little cubicles outside Super Value, outside Maxall, or even I see them lately, they're actually congregating at bus, they're sitting at the seats at the bus stops. There's nowhere for them. Like, that's sad.
Okay.
There's nowhere for them to go.
Carmel Kelly, you might respond to that, and you were listening to what Fran had to say in relation to the community centre.
Anything that anybody has said, but I don't want it to go out from here either tonight. Yes, we need a community centre. We need one so badly. We need the community lands to come on stream. But let's not, as James said, lose sight of the fact that this is an incredible place to live. Like Tony, I'm a blow-in. I'm 25 years here. But like, I love Salins, but it's the people in Salins, it's the community in Salins. We have the Sunshine Club for the older people. We have an incredible Scouts Den not too far away, which is absolutely oversubscribed. There are so many clubs looking to use it. Brand new facility, indoor facilities, climbing wall, etc., etc., in our scouts den. We have a GA club, we have a soccer club, we have a running club. We have a drama society that grew out of the Oscars. Do you remember the Oscars? The whole village coming together for a fundraiser for the GAA, for Oscars night. And then the Drama Society grew out of that. We have a biodiversity group. We have an incredible Tidy Towns group. Salins is an incredible place to live. Yes, we have a dearth of facilities, but we have a lot of people in this small town village who are willing to put their shoulder to the wheel, like the Salins Community Council who are here, like the Salins Business Association. We have all of these groups, and with us all working together, we're going to make this an even bigger and better success. At the moment, Salins, I would say, is a victim of its own success. Like, Sharon is here. Sharon lives on Canal View. Like, some of the houses here are over 100 years old. Salins is 18th century. You know, it wasn't built to accommodate over 6,200 people. One of my favourite things is, you know, Ní Nártha Cuirfidh Héile. It's all of us working together towards the one objective. But we're getting the bits in place. It's like a jigsaw. We're getting pieces of the jigsaw. We may not get them all of the pieces that we want, but let's take them while we get them. Take the wins.
The Business Association, Sharon Nolan, what is your experience and your view, I suppose, from a business point of view?
Just from a business perspective, I suppose I opened up the office here on Canal View in 2007, and the landscape then was obviously very different than it is today. There's some great things about Salins, great community spirit, great people in it. And there's some brilliant groups. A lot of them are here this evening. Just touching on a few points that Fran said, just about the Sunshine Club and the community centre. There's a lot of activity in that community centre at the minute. There's very poor lighting in it from a negative side, and especially for elderly people. It's very uneven, the pavements and all that, the ground. But in addition to that, and I agree, there isn't enough for young people to do. There's historical antisocial behaviour in the area. It's going back to 2019. They hang around the playgrounds and the car parks. They intimidate people, actually, and they're in groups of 10s and 20s. This is a big problem around here. The lighting is poor in the car parks. From that perspective, that needs to be looked at further. From a business perspective, it's great to see a lot of businesses, new businesses, from nail bars to hairdressers to there's bike hire, a lot of different things, shops and all that, which is brilliant to see. However, that brings loads of issues with regards to parking. I also live here on Chapel Avenue. Parking is a major contention.
I'm going to come back to parking because something I think in itself that we'll talk about.
Can I just say something about business? Just about housing. Because that's what I do, is housing. So from a business perspective, I suppose my workload has trebled now due to the housing crisis. People like healthcare, like doctors coming in, nurses, I'm trying to secure for a lot of people homes for them. Some of them are coming from abroad to work in the hospitals here, and they have to actually leave their families back in their own country because they can't find housing. I have a lot of people coming down, say, from Dublin because the prices are extortionate up there. And then they're coming down here with families, and then there's no places in schools for them. So there's a lot of positives about Salins and a lot of good things, but there's also a lot of negative things.
Okay, thanks for that. I see James Lawless as well nodding his head. I'm sure he's chomping at the bit as well with the Fianna Fáil Housing Minister in office, but I'll come back to you, James, in a moment. Dáithí Do Mhuintir, I want to bring you in and maybe just tell us a bit about Sultana Salon, because we've mentioned some of the groups here and some of the sports groups and community organisations. This is a great organisation that has been developed here within Kildare, and to be honest, I think it's looked at from other parts of the county as the envy, because you know you've really developed the Irish language here in Salins.
Yeah, Grimagadon, thanks for the invitation to be with you this evening. Yeah, a bit like Carmel and Tony, I'm also a 25-year blow-in. I moved here with my wife from Donegal. She's from Donegal 25 years ago, and we raised our family here. And I must say, I absolutely adore Salins. You know, I'm very passionate, although I'm a Dub originally. You know, I'm proud to support the Lily Whites. What I would say is that within that time, I think there were a lot of young couples that moved down here, settling in and trying to find their way. Probably a lot of people originally would have commuted outside of Salins, you know, socialising in Dublin and in Ace, etc. But as people reared their family, got to know each other, those social circles really formed. And we had a much better opportunity to create opportunities for people to get together culturally and socially. So back in 2009, Tony and myself and others formed Sultan of Salon as a cultural and language group to provide opportunities for people to meet. And we put on multiple type of activities, trad music sessions, Irish language classes, Circhel Cora, pop-up Gaeltacht, those type of events. But it's grown, and over that time we've started two festivals. So we have Féilín na Salán, which happens here every August and is a weekend full of activities, you know, for people of all ages. And we have Seachtain na Gaeilge, which happens between Salins and Ace, and we have a whole stream of activities around that as well. So
can I ask where do you meet on a weekly or monthly basis, or does that come back to again? Does Salins need a central hub for groups like yourselves?
So it does. I mean, we use the parish hall here, and you know, it's functional, but it's basic, you know, in terms of meeting our requirements. And we see that there's an opportunity to do so much more if we had a proper facility. You know, and even the plans around the community park and the plans to build a community building there are quite fundamental and not too far-reaching. You know, they, I think, will cover the basics in terms of sports facilities and dressing rooms, but the opportunity to have a full cultural centre there was missed, I think. And I think it's up to KCC now to hopefully work with ourselves and other cultural groups to see if we can build and fund a cultural centre in the area. And funding is there from central government. We've been talking directly to the Department of Arts, Culture, Gaeltacht, Sport and Tourism. And there's a brilliant opportunity in Salins, not just for local cultural needs, but looking at the tourism opportunity that we have now. And people are coming to Salins to visit because of the Greenway and because of the opportunities that it affords.
Yeah.
And of course, we have the train line here too.
James Lawless, I want to bring you back in as well. And sometimes the criticism that's levelled, particularly at politicians and the powers that be here in Salins, is there was a lack of foresight. You know, you didn't have to be a genius to see that Salins was going to grow exponentially. The school is full at the minute, which is a problem in itself, and the lack of amenities. Was there a lack of forward planning here from the powers that be?
There probably was, but most of what happened 30 years ago when I was studying in Dublin, I didn't even know where Salins was, to be perfectly honest. Tony's mentioned the playground being built. The playground was built within 2 years of me being elected for the first time. I was elected in 2014, first time being in local office.
So are you taking full credit then? Or
I'll tell you what I won't take. I won't take blame for things that happened before I was even in the village. So you know, let's turn that around a little bit. But look, I'm here now and shoulder to the wheel and doing everything that I possibly can. One of the things that I hear, and I fully agree, look, there's a glaring need for a community building. It was one thing that surprised me when I started living here. And I say, that's going back. I'm like the lads, I'm here over near, no, almost a quarter of a century, not quite as long as some of the rest, but certainly over 20 years. I think it's 23 years now. And there isn't one. And sorry, I suppose we have a few venues. We have Cafe Grange, one wonderful cafe that we're in this evening. We have the community centre, I suppose the old parish hall. Sometimes the school building is made available, you know, and then there's the pubs. But we don't have a dedicated community site, and that is a gap, you know, and it's something that should be filled. I listened to Dahi talking about the community lands, and I suppose I would be still hopeful. You know, Dahi's closer to the detail of the Sultan of Salon campus, but that is 33 acres of state land. I would be still very hopeful that there'll be an accommodation made for this cultural centre there, and I've seen the plans. I think they're really outstanding. But I suppose just flip around to go full circle. I had a meeting with the Department of Education just last week about some local schools in the area, and I was trying to stress to them the need for forward planning. Now, they do. They go through census figures, they go through projections, they go through new... We were a bit concerned they weren't looking at planning permissions and they're not managing the pipeline, you know, when children arrive, etc., and families arrive. But years ago, there was, I think, put into planning rules that you had to have a creche in every development of a certain size. That worked out to an extent. A lot of them were left abandoned when the crash came, but... There should be a school accommodation for every development of a certain size. If you're going to have 300 houses, maybe your local school needs two or three more classrooms. You know, maybe that can be built in as one of the rules. Mm. So, look, it's an ongoing issue, but Yeah, I mean, Salinas has grown rapidly. I think it was the fastest growing village in Europe at one stage.
Yeah.
I think it's settled down. I think it's done very well. And as others have said, there's a great community spirit. And as a few of the speakers have already mentioned, you know, what we do have, you know, we do have a lot of facilities. We don't have certain things, and that's a gap. But we're working hard to bridge that gap,
right.
And hopefully we'll get there.
Laura Maher from the Salinas Business Association as well. Laura, of course, you've been listening to what's happened. You're based there in Super Value in Salinas, a great employer locally, and indeed, you know, a very much needed amenity here in Salinas. And that waterways, when it was, you know, developed, it was very important for the village. What's your view on working here and maybe what the village needs more of?
Okay, thanks so much, Owen. I don't know what I would be considered. I don't think I'm a blow-in. I don't live in Salinas. I've worked in Salinas. I've worked here for the past 18 years. I think I'm very, very fully immersed in the community. I've never seen such a close-knit community, the amount of organisations and the way everyone supports and helps out each other. So I have to say I love working in the community. I'm the chairperson of Salinas Business Association. We had our AGM last month, and we have a fabulous dynamic committee with lots of plans for the year ahead. What we're trying to do is we're trying to market Salinas as an attractive place to live and work in. And some of the huge benefits that we have in Salinas is the train station on our doorstep and the close proximity then of the motorway as well. From speaking to kind of some people on the ground, what businesses do we need to encourage to come into the area? Well, what we were looking at was, we were saying a boutique. We haven't got one in Salinas. I think there's a huge amount in Nace, but why not have them in Salinas as well? Jewellery stores, more restaurants. A lot of people are looking for a gym in the area as well. But if I could just talk about some of the benefits of joining the business association in Salinas. What we're hoping to do for businesses on our website, promote all the businesses in the area. We know that there's a lot of businesses in the area that haven't got a front door. So we want to get to know these businesses, encourage them to join the community, and we can promote them their business in our business association. What we're hoping to do this year is have 4 events with guest speakers. So at these events, we will have, we say HR experts, we will have people speaking about grants that are available to small businesses that they mightn't be aware of, and then our social media marketing as well. I'd like to add that we'll have 2 events this year. We'll have our summer event, which is happening the 22nd of June. So it's going to be a community and a business expo, which we'll hold in the waterways, and then our very, very popular Christmas event. If anyone would like to join the Business Association, if they'd like to email salinsbusinessassociation@outlook.com.
Mike Dolly, I want to bring you back in from the Salinas Community Council. And just to react on, I'll come to you in a moment, Carmel, just to react on some of what you've heard so far this evening, Mike, and a little bit more about Salinas Community Council.
When I brought up about the amenity lands and its development and so forth, not for a second why am I trying to finger point blame or anything with respect to the land laying idle for 7 years, because it's all about, it's factual, and we just need to progress it, and we need to get the support, and we need to urge KCC to progress it much quicker than. And to date, we've had the backing of all the Nace Municipal District Councillors on this, and indeed the Kildare North TDs. So, not for a second trying to say that, you know, there hasn't been support on that. So, I just want to say that. The community council, I mean, look, we try and get involved in a lot of you know, topical discussions, and we try to progress things that are important from a community aspect. At for example, in addition to the amenity lands, one of the things that we would see as vital for Salinas and its feel and its look for decades to come is the whole town renewal master plan that's being progressed at the moment. I mean, as recently as last year, the strategic projects and public realm team in Kildare County Council, along with the urban design team, have engaged with the community with respect to developing this renewal master plan. And it's important from many aspects because it takes into, you know, we were talking about the bypass and how it's improved, the less heavy trucks coming through, you know, the temporary measures that have been put in place with respect to the ramps has slowed traffic down. But there is also a permanent traffic calming team, and that report still needs to be developed along with the Town Renewal Master Plan. Mm. And what's important with the Town Renewal Master Plan is the actual vibrant town centre for Salins. As you know, there's quite a lot of brownfield sites directly in the heart of Salins here, strategic tracts of land. And their development will shape Salins for the future, the feel and look for decades to come.
Carmel Kelly is nodding in agreement here. And Carmel, there's absolutely no denying that Salins has grown and the infrastructure is keeping pace in some aspects. You look at Curtistown Park, you look at the Greenway now, you look at the bypass, and that's all great news. But with the blue, or with the Greenway, I should say, I get mixed up with all these blue ways and yellow ways and green ways. But come here, this is going to be... It's a which?
There's a grey way.
There's a grey way now, right, okay. This is going to bring more people into the village from a tourism, a local tourism point of view.
Oh, absolutely. And before we get to that, can I just say, fair play. The Salins Business Association do fabulous work. Again, it's a small group of people. But what they forgot to say on their own behalf as well, they are responsible for the Christmas lights in Salins, which is, for the last couple of years, has just brightened the lives and brought Salins alive at Christmas. And I don't think there's anybody would disagree with that. I know the kids going to school, you know, on the dark evenings and the dark mornings just love it. So I just want to say thank you to Salins Business Association, because they're the drivers behind that. And I don't think they give themselves enough kudos for that. Look, there's so much good stuff coming on stream for Salins. But as I go back to what I said, we are to a degree a victim of our own success, because so many of us here, apart from Fran, we are all blow-ins. We all chose to live here and we all love living here. There isn't anybody who lives here who doesn't love it. But we know there are constraints and there are issues we're going to have to deal with. Back to Ninartha Curlic Hela, back to working together. The part 8 that came out there recently on the link between phase 1 and phase 2 of the Greenway, that is hugely contentious. But if you saw the number of people who made submissions on that, which just shows how important it is and how much people work together. Mm. Because we only have one chance to get, as Michael says, we only have one chance to get Salins right. And all of these health reports and health checks are going to feed in to our local area plan, which is due for review. We're overdue. It's out since 2021, but due to COVID, we're late to the party. Mm. But that is going to be coming out on pre-draft by the end of the year. So the Greenway, the interim scheme through the village, all of this, how our village is going to look, or how our town is going to look into the future, that's all going to feed in. And it's very important, with the local area plan coming up before the end of the year, that all these submissions are made on that.
Okay, a few people with their hands up, James. I'll come to you in a moment. Dahi Defuicha, you had your hand up. Sharon Nolan, I'll come to you in a moment. Dahi, first of all.
Thanks, Owen. Yeah, I'd just like to come in on the cultural tourism opportunity. I'm really, really excited to see the Greenway open now. We've been waiting for it for a long time. A lot of us were involved in the campaigning of it, and it's an amazing facility. I'm a big walker and I use it regularly. And although it's there now, it's still more to do. So some done, some to do. And you can walk now up towards Lions Estate. You can go on your bike. And we're seeing people now coming into Salins, and particularly now as we're coming into spring and summer, we expect to see a lot more footfall and traffic. Really excited as well to see the success of Barge Trip, one of our local businesses here. They've just done amazing work, and kudos to Ger Loughlin and his team. So we have people coming to Salins from all over Europe now that not only come and take a day trip, but they'll actually stay and live on the Roisin Dove, which is the local board Fáilte accredited accommodation that Ger runs. And it's a brilliant facility. And then, of course, we have our local restaurants. So people will come and park up and stay and go to the local cafes. It really is fantastic. So as this extends on, I think the major next opportunity is to link in with the NACE Spur. a lot of people that live in Naas will come out towards Salins, but there's no natural connection with that road. Once you get to Osbertown Bridge, there's a bit of a disconnect, and that needs to be addressed. And potentially, you know, a pedestrian bridge to go in at Soldiers Island could link that up and maybe link to the community lands. And of course, I have to give credit to the pedestrian bridge that was opened only a few short weeks ago, which is a beautiful addition to the town. And it makes the journey for our school children much safer, keeps them off that narrow bridge with all the congestion and the traffic, and brings them on a very safe route over the canal. And I think a lot of kudos to all the people involved in that.
Yeah, some of the things you've mentioned then kind of come back to foresight, and you know, we can now look forward. And Sharon Nolan, I know you touched on parking a little bit earlier on. If we're talking about more people coming in to Salins, is it your view that there isn't enough parking? Because I know Carmel Kelly has spoke to us previously saying that there's plenty of parking, but maybe people just don't know enough about where the parking spaces are.
No, I disagree. There's the two car parks aren't the answer to the parking issue here in Salins. We've been, campaigning since 2018, and we set up a group called the Canalside Residents and Businesses due to the parking, because each year it progressively got worse and worse and worse, especially for residents and local businesses. So, you know, the bylaws, they need some serious, you know, attention.
James Lawless, I just want to directly touch on that then, and with regards to parking, do you feel as though parking is a problem here in Salins?
I remember before the parish car park opened, I've always been very involved in the train station and trying to improve the train service there, and that was at capacity, and actually it is again now. And again, it's a problem of success. The train service got so much better, so many more people are using it. But I remember having conversations with CIE and with the Kildare County Council directors, just going back about 5 or 6 years ago, and saying we really urgently need extra parking. And they said, but the town is missing a sort of big central car park that most other towns would have privately provided. Now, in the meantime, the parish came along, and fair play to them, they developed a car park across the road. I've rarely seen it full, to be honest. Maybe some people correct me, but you know, maybe if there's a big church service or a wedding or an event, completely underutilized. Yeah, so I suppose the point is that there's often spaces there that don't seem to be used. Now, I would have concerns, as with many people around the table, with the Part 8 for the Greenway. Maybe we'll touch on that later on. I think that's gone too far too fast in terms of what's been proposed there, in terms of taking away parking spaces alongside the canal. But I do think more use can be made of the parish car park. And we have the Maxwell car park. That's quite small, but look, I think parking is a problem we're seeing in every town and village in Kildare and probably around the country as well. Part of it is policy, trying to get people into active travel, you know, walking, cycling, leaving the cars at home. I get completely that's not an option for everybody. You know, if you're elderly or if you have children or whatever, or even if you just have to carry things from place to place. But like, I think there's opportunities as well. Just to maybe move on from the parking for a minute, I was going to make a point about one of the others mentioned the town plan and the traffic plan that's coming down the track. Like, one of the things that has always characterised Salins, in my view, is sort of being a linear town. It's sort of a one big long road. You know, you come in from Naas, you keep going all the way down and you go out towards Clane. And we don't have that kind of grid system that you might see in more historical, maybe planned towns. And I think there's maybe an opportunity here now with the development of the town. You know, the Greenway is the kind of the cross, you know, crossroads and maybe in the middle of the town. We mentioned as well the brownfield sites. There's a lot of kind of legacy sites. But if they're developed strategically, and the council, as far as I know, was squeezing the landowners to get them right, that we could begin to have that sort of horizontal expansion, you know, to match the sort of, so we won't be one big long street anymore. We'd actually become more of a town centre. Okay. I think there's lots of opportunities for the whole village in that.
Alison Cummins from the Salins Business Association.
Well, it was just mentioned there a second ago that car park is not all the time full. I made the mistake of actually parking in that car park a Thursday a couple of weeks ago at school time, and it took me 45 minutes to get back out onto the road. The town is quite gridlocked at certain times of the day. However, as other people mentioned earlier, we are very lucky. I am an absolute blow-in. I'm only here about 4 years, and I came from Maynooth, which is a huge town which doesn't have a bypass, and it's completely gridlocked. We, on the other hand, we have the amenity of the bypass, we have the amenity of the canal. Our canal is much better utilised, we say, than some of the bigger towns with canals. And so long as the development, I suppose, around the greenfield sites is sympathetic and is done with a bit of forward planning, you know, we can really build on what we already have. But we can't rely on two car parks for the whole town, particularly the way the town is growing.
Carmel Kelly, maybe to bring you in that, because as I say, you were on with us previously and you said maybe people don't know enough about the car parks.
I absolutely agree with Sharon. You know, again, back to Canal View and Chapel Avenue, there's people there who are born and bred in Salins. Those houses are 100 years old. You know, there's people living there that cannot, on the weekends, if they leave their house to go to do their shopping, they can't get back. And we're talking about older people trying to do their shopping on the weekends, because again, back to the success of our Greenway and people coming in from outside Salins to park in Salins to go and walk or cycle the Greenway. So they're parking on the street, because we do have two car parks over here to my right, one with 60 plus car parking spaces, another one with 30. There's another 20 car parking spaces outside the former Gala, but none of them are signposted. So anybody coming into Salins on the weekend is parking on the street because they don't know these exist. So if these were better signposted and lit, then the people who live in the village who have parking permits, you know, at their own homes. Okay. That is an issue.
Go back to Tony Gavin then, and just to maybe finish on the positives then, Curtistown Park is going to be a huge amenity. Just one query that comes up time and time again is, how are the younger people going to get from Salins out to Curtistown?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a greenway being constructed, isn't there, from Curtistown.
Well, we are in discussions, Tony. We're looking at the greenway goes so far, but then at the back of the golf club, we're talking to the owners of two fine Galway men, the Comer brothers. I'm hoping to set up a meeting with them and maybe look to get a connection from the greenway into Curtistown, because it's not safe at the moment.
You know, the community spirit here. One of the things we've done is with Salt is we've started a huge Irish traditional music kind of group in the area. And this started in 2009 with a simple little handwritten notice on the wall of the community centre. And now, 15 years later, we've got every Wednesday night up in the community centre, we have from 7:30 till 10 o'clock at night. It's an open kind of a hall session where people who are just coming back to trad music will come along from 7:30 till 8:00. People who are more accomplished come between 8 and 9, and then more experienced players between 9 and 10. And we have up to like 40 people at a time there, like, you know, from areas all over Kildare come just to play in these sessions. They're totally open and anyone can come along and join in. So, I mean, we have Salt, which is our kind of main trad band. We play at all the festivals like the Fela Pádraic and the Salins Trad Fest. We have Spree, which is another group of people who are playing. And the Fela weekend is just an amazing weekend here in Salins. Like, it runs from Friday through till Sunday. And we close off the whole town centre and put a stage up just there on the canal. And, like, you know, we have really big acts. Like, last year we had Full Set. We had the Flower Cowboys the year before. There's plenty of small activities going all around the place for children. There's, you know, it's just a full-on weekend of culture in Salins. It's absolutely fantastic. People come from all over the place to see it.
Absolutely, and it's a weekend that is widely celebrated, not only in Salins but around the county. Laura Maher from the Business Association, on a couple of things you've heard so far.
Neglected to mention that the Salins Business Association was founded by James Lawless in 2014, and it was to help to promote businesses in the area and for us all to do business to business together. I know Doughy touched on Gerald Loughlin there, and I just want to give him recognition for the way he has increased the tourism industry in Salins. He does phenomenal work in the area. Just one other thing, you know, when you're standing on the bridge and you're looking down, especially, you know, on a summer evening at all the barges on the canal, it's a sight to behold. But if you go further on up into the village and you're looking at all of these derelict buildings, you know, that is an eyesore. We've had that in the waterways as well. So what I'm saying is, I'm hoping that businesses who are looking to move will consider coming to work and live in Salins.
Fran Walsh, I want to give you just the final word this evening. You, the one who's lived here the longest, you lived here all your life, you've seen those changes. How do you think Salins has developed, and where do you think Salins is going?
just listening to everyone discussing the ones who are here 25 years and the ones who are here 4 years and calling themselves blow-in, I think I've heard people called blow-in, they've been here 40 and 50 years, so it's very, very hard to get off that list. But I'd be very optimistic listening to everybody here, and I do believe and I do agree Sallins has a good community spirit. And I forgot to mention earlier on, and Laura from SuperValue, who's manager in SuperValue, I think we as a community need to recognise how vital SuperValue is here in our village, and Fergus Riley as the owner of the business, because I'm involved in Sunshine Club, I'm also involved in the GA, and I'm involved in Vincent de Paul, and Fergus Riley has his finger on the pulse with every single community organisation here in Sallins. No, he's just vital in the community. He'll bring things to my attention that's happening. Do you know this? Do you know that? And he's major in our community. I just wanted to say that. Just one little bit that I'm not comfortable leaving hanging, and I think Sharon, you may have said it, about antisocial behaviour. That leaves me feeling really sad here, because I don't see that, and I'm involved in many things. All I see is I'm proud of the teenagers. I see them down at the GA pitch, I see them at SuperValue, I see them everywhere, and I'm proud of them. I'd feel a bit sad that there mightn't be enough for them to do, but I don't see the antisocial behaviour, and I think we have to acknowledge the guards in NACE for that as well, that they are more active here in Sallins than they have ever been throughout my whole life here. We have never had a community sergeant or guards that were as involved, and they're great with us in Sunshine Club and even in all the different activities. No, I'm hopeful that things are just getting better. We have great plans for our seniors. So at the moment, we just meet every 2 weeks. But we also have great plans with the other groups over in that community centre, that we'll develop that and we'll push that forward. And look, we'll have to keep hounding, I suppose, our politicians and our councillors and everything to push forward.
All right, listen, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks to Cafe Grange for having us for this roundtable discussion today. Thanks to Fianna Fáil TD James Lawless, Fianna Fáil Councillor Carmel Kelly, Mike Dolly from the Sallins Community Council, Laura Marr, Alison Cummins and Sharon Nolan from the Business Association here in Sallins, Tony Gavin and Dahi Defuicha from the Sultan Salon Group, and Fran Walsh from the Sunshine Club and long-term resident as well. Thanks to you all for joining us this evening.